Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Tes, 3 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and we continue with another blad of Agata, as Amalei Kefel Rav Gamliel, Wasama Geris, Amalei Kesel Rav Gamliel, Elokeichem Ganavu, that your God is a Ganav, Nechsiv, as the Pasuk in Bereishis states, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating Chava, so it says, Vayapel Hashem Elokim, Tadim Ala Adam, Vayishon, Vayikach Achas Mitzalaisa, Vayisko Bosa Tachtana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu stole this from Adam Rishon, and the Gemara tells us, Amalei Bate, the daughter of the Caesar, or the daughter of the Kaifer responded to Rav Gamliel and said, Shafke dano medranle, that you shouldn't respond to my father, and I will respond. Amrlei, she responded to her father, truly deichus echad, I want you to give me one police officer or a judge in order to sentence a ganav. Amrlei lamalech, and he asked, why do you need this? And Amrlei, and she said to him, listen bo aleinu halayla, v'not lomenu kitin shel kesef, v'nich lanu kitin shel zav. There was a thief that broke into our home, and they stole a pitcher of silver, and they left us a pitcher of gold. Amrlei, so her father said to her, halvayit that should happen every single day, and a ganav should take silver and replace it with gold. Amrlei, so she responded to her father, then certainly this was good for Adam Rishon as well, that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed the tzela, but he gave him something greater in return, and he gave him a shivchol l'shamshoy and to take care of him. And Ayin Magalos Hiyanu brings down that the Gemara Bar Metzia teaches us, loisignavu al menasel shalom Kefel, that you can't steal from someone, even if it's a kafana, to actually do better for them and pay them back kefel. And it brings the teretz, the heine bechdeshele star bein tayim, that the only reason why that would be asa is because the person will be distressed in the interim prior to him getting back the item and getting back kefel. However, Adam Rishon kimishle neidle chesreinai aracha shekipel kefelai leit star bein klal umuta. In this case, it was completely muta for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do so. However, the Gemara continues, Amalah, that he said to his daughter, Hachi Kamina, that although your response is very good. However, my original question was a bit different, as my question was Elishkle Behedya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have taken it and not put Adam to sleep, and he shouldn't have been so secretive about it. Once again, Amrlei, she said to her father, Aisli umtza the bisra, that he should bring me raw meat, Aisila, and they brought us some raw meat, Aisu Taisi Bechasha, and she placed it underneath all the hot ashes, which is the standard way of cooking meat. Now, Fikta, when she took it out, Amrlei, Achol Mahai, so she said to her father, you should eat from this basa, Amrlei, Meisla. But he said to her, since I saw cooking, I saw how it was placed underneath the dirty coals, so therefore it's moist to me and I don't want to eat it. Amrlei, so she said to him, Vadim Rishonami, Yav Shakila Bade, Havimi Isalei. And Kadosh Baruch Hu also realized that if he showed Adam Rishon exactly how he was making Chava, then Adam would be moist and it wouldn't be pleasurable for him. And Gemara continues with another story with a Kaifa and Rabbi Gamliel. Amrlei, Kaifa and Rabbi Gamliel, Yadana Lil Kaichu, Maika Ovid, Vehechen Yosef, that I know what your God is doing and where he's sitting. Is Nagav Isnach, and Rabbi Gamliel seemed that he was fainting and he started sighing. Amalei, my high. And the Kaifa asked Rabbi Gamliel, what's happening? Why do you seem so distressed? Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel responded, Ben Echod, Yeshli Bekrach Ayam, Be Yeshli Gaguim Malav, Be in the Machvisle in LA. Now that you mentioned that you know where God is, I see that you know a lot of things that are going on in the world, and I have a son that's in a city next to a sea, and I haven't seen him for a long time. I have a desire for him. I want to know how he's doing, and I want you to show me where he is and how he's doing. And the Kaifa responded, the how should I know where he is? So Rav Gamliel responded, the that you're admitting that you don't know what's going on this world, and therefore how can you claim that you know what's doing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you know what's doing in Shemayim? The Gemara continues, the Kaifa yet again said to Gamliel, it says in Pasuk in Tehillim, and my Ravu say, and what is so great about this, I also could count all the stars. The Gemara tells us, Aisvi Chabushe, the Gemara brought some quinces, Shadinu Babila Vekamhadlu, and he put them into a sieve, and he started turning the sieve very quickly, and this way the quinces were moving very quickly. And Amalei, Gamliel said to the Kaifa, Mininu, tell me how many quinces there are. Amalei, Akminu, so he said to him, hold still, and this way I'll be able to count them. Amalei, so Gamliel responded, Rukia Nami Hachi Hadra, that the Rukia is also always spinning, and therefore it's impossible for you to be able to count it, and that's the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they know the count of all the stars. The Gemara continues, Ikid Ami, that some have a different version, Hachi Amalei, that is what the Kaifa said to Rabbi Gamliel, Nidle Kaichave, that I know the count of all the stars. Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel responded, Emily Kaichav Shine Kamhave, tell me how many teeth and how many molars are in your mouth, Shadi Yagli Pumi Vekamadlu, and the Kaifa put his fingers into his mouth and he started counting his teeth. Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel told the Kaifa, the Ikid Bepumech Leidat, the Ikid Berkiyadat, that if you don't even even know the number of teeth that you have in your mouth, then certainly how could you know number of stars in the heaven? And as Rashi states, lo yadat shetzarech at l'mnesam, the ikar b'ki yadat b'loy minyan, even without counting them, l'mnesam in chol yochol, and certainly it's impossible for you to count them. And the Gemara continues, amalei kaifler agumiel, mishabar harem lebar ruach, that the same God that created the mountains is not the same God that created the wind. Shenemen, as the pasuk in almost states, kihine yaitzaharim v'ayri ruach, and we see that the pasuk uses a different lashon for harim and ruach, as it says yaitzaharim v'ayri ruach. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Gamliel responded, elameata gabe adam dechsev vayivra vayitzar hachinami mishabar zeh lebar zeh, that benegeya adam rishon, the pasuk in Bereishis states vayivra elakim es adam, and the pasuk also states vayitzar Hashem elakim ofim en adama. And would you say that there were two gods that created Adam, and parts of Adam were created by one God, and parts of Adam were created by another God? Even if you would want to say that that's true, but tefach al tefach yesh bay ba'adam, that is an area of the tefach by a tefach in a person, and in that area are shnei dekavim yesh bay, and there are two holes in that area, as there's ears and eyes on a face of a person, and misha barzeh le barzeh, you think that it's possible that two separate gods created the ears and eyes, and you would have to agree that this would be pshat, shenem as the pasuk in Tehillim states, hanayta izan alo yishma, nyayta ayin alo yabit, and once again, the pasuk uses two different lashonos, negi a person's ears and his eyes, and amalei in, and the kaif responded to Rabbi Gamliel that in chenami there are two gods that created a person, and there are two gods that created a person's ears and his eyes. But amalei, Rabbi Gamliel responded to the kaif of shas misa kulin spaisu. Do you think it's possible that two kaiches, which are the same power, actually created a person's eyes and ears and created his limbs? Then you think that at the time of death, everyone agrees that at that moment he should die, and therefore we find that when a person dies, none of his senses work, and l'chayr, if they were each created by separate powers, how could it be that every single time a person dies, that all the powers that created a person will agree? The Gemara continues, Amal Ehuam Gushalam Mema, that a sorcerer, as some explain, or even a Vedizara, said Tamema, Vipalgachli Lord Hermes, that the upper half of your body belongs to Hermes, which, as Rashi points out, is the name of a shade, and Vipalgachli Tatai Da Hermes, and your bottom part of your body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Rashi says, Am Gushalam Mechashev, Vyodian Yalide Kishav, the Mechetzichalam Ayl the Hermes shade, Kedamar Hermes Balilas, the Bab Basra, and Da Hermes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kari Hachi Ayin Shem. Ayin Taisis at the top of the Amid, the Hermes Bekuntris Goris Kama Beloy Aleph, Ubasu Baalef, for Rabbein Tam Goris Tabayu Beloy Aleph, El Kama Hermes Bezayin, Kamoy Ifr Hermes Shuloshim Chain, Isamokim, Ifr Kamoy Apirin Namte, Ubasu Hermin Benun, Kamoy Hum Balilsa, and both of them are referring to Shadim. The Gemara continues, Amalei, Samim responded, Im Kain, if that's true, Hechus Shavak Le Ahumis Lahumis, Lavuri Maya Ba'ari, that how could it be that when a person takes a drink, that the bottom portion of a person will let that water pass through his body and will become waste and go out through the bottom of his body? And as Rashi says, "V'hechi shavik le'ahum is lahum is la'avrei maya ba'arei imkain hech minyach ahum is la'havim mayim ba'atzoi shekol mashad machlis derech piv mitzi derech anekavim atachtoinim." And the Gemara continues, "Amalei kesev of tamchum." The case is said to Ram Tamchum, "Tala havi kulin la'amachad." Let us get together and become one nation. And Amman Ram Tamchum said, "L'chaya nanda malina le'im mitzina mehavi kavsaihu." That certainly we're ready to do so. However, since we already had Milah, so we can't go back and become people that are Nakamalot, and therefore you would have to go and do a Bris Milah. So Amalei, so the Caesar responds to Rab Tamchum, May Meshape Kamrit, that Lemaisa you have a good Taina, but you will call the Zachi Lamalka Shadu Labiba. But since you won an argument with the king, therefore I must punish you, and I will throw you into a lion's den. Shadu Labiba, and they threw Rab Tamchum into the lion's den, Vloyachlu, but these animals did not eat Rab Tamchum, and Amalehu Tzeduki, so the Tzeduki said, that nothing special about this story, as the only reason why the lion is not eating Rab Tafin is because the lion is not hungry, and we know that a lion will not eat unless it's hungry. But the Maisid, they threw the Tzeduki into the lion's den, and the lion killed the Tzeduki, and he ate the Tzeduki. And the Magal Sayyam brings down, and he brings down from the Gemara Mesachsa Vizara that Kafnu Fnei Ariyu Meis is Potah, and the Yad Rama explains, Mishum De'inim Mazikim Einarav Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues and goes back to the stories with the Kaifer Rav Gamliel. Amalei Kaifer Rav Gamliel, Amrisu Kobi Eshara Shimta Shaya, that you say that whenever you have 10 people that come together in a basic Knesset, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and rests his presence there. And therefore he said, Kam Shchinta Yaka, that how many Shchinas are there, and how could the Shchina be in multiple places at one time? And Kari Lishame, so Rav Gamliel called the Kaifer b'shamis, and Amalei and Gamliel said to him, "Amai al Shimsha v'beisiv kaifa, that why is the son coming into the house of the kaifa?" Amalei Shimsha kuli almanecha, and the kaifa responds to Gamliel that the son goes all over the world, and therefore you can't stop it from coming into the house. And Rav Gamliel therefore said to the kaifa, "Umam Shimsha dechad min elef alfi ribui shamsha yidukami kutchabruchu nichal kuli alma shchinta de kutchabruchu alachas kam v'kamo the madoch the shamsha v'kadosh baruch hu, which is only one of millions of shamashim v'kadosh baruch hu, its power is able to go into every single house in the world and every single space in the world. So certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu can go and can be in all places at once." The Gemara continues, that a certain min said to Ravo, that your God is a joker. Magalos Hiyon brings down from a Zoyer in Pasha Shmois, that it seems HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not very well and his mind isn't so clear. The Kamal Yecheskel, as he first says to Yecheskel in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, and then two psukim later in pasuk vav, the pasuk states v'chelises ela v'shechavta al tzitcha yimani shenis v'nesasas avayim beis Yehuda b'im yoyim l'shana nusatvloch. And originally he told him to lean on his left side, and then he told him to lean on his right side. It seems that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making fun of Yecheskel, and he was joking with Yecheskel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't make up his mind. The Gemara continues, Asahu Talmida Amalei my time to shvius, and then a Talmud came in front of Ravo and he asked him what's the reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of shvius, and Amalei and Ravo responded Hashda Minul Chumilsa the Shavil Tavayu, that now that the Talmud asked this question and you also asked a question, I will respond with an answer that will answer both of your questions. The reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah of shvius is Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Ziru Sheish Veshmitu Sheva Kedei Shetedu Sha'ar Shaliyu, that you should plant for 6 years and then you should leave it fallow on the seventh year, in order that you should realize that the entire world belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is similar to the mitzvah of Shabbos, that we work for 6 days, and then on the seventh day we rest. The Klal Yisrael did not listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but because they didn't keep Shemitah, so therefore they went to Galus. And this will be an answer to the Min's question, as Min Hagi Shal Oilam Melech Basav Adam Shesach Alav Medina in Mechzari Hu Harigis Kulan, that if there's a Melech Basav Adam, where a country rebels against the king, then if he's a Melech that's Achzari, he will kill all of them. And in Rachman Hu, and if he's a Melech that has Rachmanis, Hu Chetzim will only kill half. In Rachman Mali Rachman Hu, and if the Melech has an abundance of kindness and mercy, Miyasa Gdelem Shevet B'Yisruin, then he would take his wrath out against the leaders of that area and of the country. And similarly, Avkach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miyasa Es Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also brought to Yisruin, to Yecheskel, who was the leader of Klal Yisrael, Lemarik HaBnei Seim Shel Yisrael. And the Gemara continues with another story with the Min Ravo, Amalei Ahu Min Ravo, Al Kechem Kayinu, that we know that your God is a Kayin, Dechsev, as the Pasuk in Pashas Truma states, Vayichuli Truma, that Klal Yisrael should bring the Davis to the Mishkan, and it's called Truma, he covered the Mesha by my Tavel, and after he buried Mesha, and he became Tamil Meis, so how did he go to the Mikvah, and how is he Tavel, and Vichitema Mamaya, if you can say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to the water, but Vagsiv, the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Mi Madad B'Sha'olei Mayim, who measured all the waters of the world with his fist, and therefore we see that the whole body of HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly can't go into a Mikvah. Amalei and Ravo responded, B'Nur Tavel, that he was Tavel in fire, and Dechsiv, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Ki Hine Hashem Be'esh Yavoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come with fire. The Min asked, Umi Salka Tfilusu Benura, that does fire work as Tfilah? And Amalei and Ravo responded, Ad Rabba, Ika Tfilusu Benurahu, that the Ika Tfilah is actually in fire. Dechsiv, V'chosh, Layavu Be'esh, Tavir B'mayim. And the Pasuk B'negeh, Agolas Kelim, in Pashas Chukas, tells us that the Ika Agolah is with Eish, as the Pasuk says, Kaldova Shayavu Be'esh, Tavir B'esh, V'tara, Ach B'mei Nida Yeschata, V'chosh, Layavu Be'esh, Tavir B'mayim. And it's only those things that can't be put into fire, then you could use water. Ayin Rashi, Dechuyi Dachya, that really he was just pushing him off, as really HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need tefillah at all. V'darash Luhachi, Kol Mishen Yochel Lovin Be'esh, M'pleishi Yisroif, Taviru B'mayim. Ayin Diyad Rema, who states, L'kayim Ashenema, On Nuxil Ke'evaltoi, Kleima L'dvarecha, Afilim Hayetzarech Litbol, Havichul L'meimla, On Detav Benura, V'le Yochlis L'lakshili, M'kroi, Kedek Kakash L'cha, Gabi Maya, Miu, Chas B'shom, D'ikot Tum, Kamei Kach Baruch Hu, V'in Shum Dov, M'lach And the Yad Ramah continues, Vesud, Hodich Siv Vayikbar, that even though it says that Kosh Baruch Hu Bedur Meisha Rabbeinu, Vadid Lavay De Meisa Hava, certainly it wasn't through a Meisa, and Kosh Baruch Hu did not come into contact with the body of Meisha Rabbeinu, Al Sha'os Machshavtoi, Ayin Shom, and Ban Taisis, Divam maskel b'maytavol holy koshele heich nitma, that the min did not ask Ravo as to how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could become tamei, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a koyin, there's an ister to become tamei l'meis, as Zok Taisis, the Yisrael nikru balon mokim, and therefore certainly a koyin headed can become tamei to shiva kravim and the tzarech bia as l'maisa, even if you would call HaKadosh Baruch Hu a koyin, but certainly he should have a din of a koyin gadol the tzarech ion. The Gemara continues that Rav Min said to Ravina, and some say Rabbi Ravina is Ravina. If the pasuk in Shmuel Bey states, "Umika amcha ki Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz," it seems that Klal Yisrael is unique. The main is my Ravusayu, that what's their greatness? As telling Nami of Yisubadon that you are also included amongst the rest of the nations. The Sivan, as the pasuk in Yeshaya says, "Kol goyim ka'ayin negdoi me'efes v'soyu nechshavoloi." We see that even Klal Yisrael is considered nothing as compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is considered like Efes and Tayu. The Gemara tells us Amalei, the Ravina responded midetchu asidalon, that even your Nevi'im, referring to Bilam, he actually said testimony regarding us. We continue on Daflam and Testament Beis, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Balak states, Kim Reish Tzurim Arenu Midvoyis Ashurenu, Hein Amu Vadud Yishkayin Uva Goyim Leis Chashov, and therefore we see that we're not included when we speak about Goyim, and as Rashi states, Kol Mokum Shehuskru Shem Goyim Lehuskru Yisrael B'chlal, the Yisrael is not included in the term Goyim. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Lezer Rami, Rabbi Lezer asked the following stira, as Ksiv, the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Tev Hashem L'Kov, Rachma V'Kol Ma'asov, and Uksiv, and the Pasuk in Eicha says, Tev Hashem L'Kovav, L'Nefesh Tidushanu, and is HaKadosh Baruch Hu good to everyone, or only to those that hope for him? And Rabbi Lezer explains, Mashal Adam, Sheish Le Padis, Kshu Mashka, Mashka Eskulai, Kshu Oida, Eina Oida, Le Tevush Bem, that is Mashal to a person that owns an orchard. Certainly when he irrigates the orchard, he irrigates the entire orchard, as all he has to do is one Maisa, and he has to let water into the orchard. However, when he's going to prune, or he's going to dig around the areas of the paradise, then since he has to go and personally tend to each individual vine, then certainly he'll only do it to the ones that are good vines, and he won't do it for the rest of the vines. And as Rashi says, Kshu mashka ina meinea mayim lelecha teimu l'rayim, lefisha ina el tereach echad, v'chshu oide david tereach l'chol echad v'echad, ina oide el ha-teivim, and kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu zon teivim v'rayim ha-kol b'diba echad, m'malez kolum kulei teiva sh'akol sh'loi, The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that stated, "Lefika kol echad echad chayiv leima b'shvili nivra ilam." Then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah continued, "B'shem atayim ma'alon lochay b'dami shelzeh." Bezdim will respond, "Valik fanema b'avoid rishayim rina." Our Gemara begins by quoting a pasuk in Melachim Aleph that discusses the death of Achav, and the pasuk states, "Vayava rina b'machna kavoya shemesh leima ishal iray v'ishal artzai." And Amar Abachar Babchina, that by the fact that the pasuk states Vayava Harina B'machna, and it uses a Hey idea, so it's Mashmar that we're talking about a Rina that was already spoken about, and therefore Abachar Babchina explains it's going back on the pasuk that Shlomo HaMelech said about 1,000 years earlier that says Bavayid Rishayim Rina, Bavayid Achab Ben Imri Rina, and Shlomo HaMelech was giving a nevuah that when Achab Ben Imri dies, there will be Rina. And the Gemara states, Michadi Kutchabrich B'maplash Rishayim, is it true that Kodesh Baruch was happy with the downfall of Russia? But Vaksiv, the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, in regard to the songs that the Levim sang in the Beis HaMikdash, when Yehoshaphat, who was the Melech Yehuda, went to fight against Ammon, and the Pasuk states, "Pitzeis l'fnei acholot, v'imim hoid l'Hashem, ki leilim chastai," and when they went before the army, and they said, "Give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose kindness is forever," and Rabbi Yenis states, "That why isn't saying this Pasuk, hoid l'Hashem, ki toiv, ki leilim chastai," and he explains, "L'fi she'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sameach, b'mahal shul shurashay," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with the downfall of Rishayim, and the Amr Rab Shmuel Bar Nachman on Rabbi Inesin, and Rab Shmuel Bar Nachman also says in the name of Rabbi Inesin, "Mayed Dechsiv," what does it mean when the Pasuk in Mishalach says, "V'lekar Zel Zek HaLaglo," that Klai Yisrael and the Mitzvah did not get close to each other the entire night, and we dashin, that's referring to Malachim, that Ba'is Hashem Bikshu Malach Hasharis Lo Mishil Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, during that time, the Malach Hasharis wanted to say Shir in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Amr Lan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, "Maisi Yodei Toyim B'yom V'atamim Mishir Lefanai," that how could be that the Mitzvim who are Maisi Yudayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are drowning in the sea and you're going to sing Shira, and therefore it's not proper to sing Shira, and therefore how could the Pasuk state Bavoy Rishayim Rina, and Amar Rabbi Yisrael B'chinina, who ain't a sauce of Al-Khiri Mises, that in Chanami HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be happy, and certainly his Malachim should not be singing Shira, however others, meaning Klal Yisrael, could be happy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes them happy. They cannot be Dechsev Yosis V'loiksev Yosis, and the Pasuk in Pashki Savi says V'hoi Kashi Sos HaShem Aleichem Lehitav Eschem, ulahashbin eschem v'nisatcha me'adoma asha ata basham v'lerishta. Now, though when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing good for Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says Hashem will be happy. However, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Klal Yisrael, it doesn't use the term that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be happy, but he will make other people happy. And as Rashi points out, kein yosa Hashem aleichem l'habid yosa tzachim seinechem. In Rashi, that when the pasuk states hoyt l'Hashem ki tayv kilim chastoi, the word ki tayv means mashma ki tayv be'inav hoydav v'simcha. And Magalus Yom points out that the Gemara explained that the pasuk of lekarv zel zekla l'agla is referring to malachi asharis, and he brings down from Shmeis Rabbah that v'lekarv zel zekla l'agla k'modet hema v'karv zel zeva omar kadosh 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 Hashem tzavakos b'leich l'arz kvaydai. And this shirah that the malachim did not say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the night of Kriyas Yamsuf. The Gemara ends off Shema Minah, and the Gemara now continues and will quote another pasuk that's relevant to the Misa of Achav, as the pasuk of Malachim Al says, Yishtef es Rechav al Brecha Shemran v'yoloiku haklovim es domoy v'azaynis rechatsu k'dva Hashem ashadiber. The pasuk tells us that after he died, they washed the zaynis, and the Gemara explains that Loshin v'azaynis actually could be read with a ches, and it could be read as v'chazaynis, and it refers to two nevuahs, and l'morik shtei chizaynis. And through this maisa, we were able to clarify the two nevuahs of the two nevi'im as achas shel Michyahu v'achas shel Eliyahu. B'Michyahu k'siv, as the pasuk of Malachim b'negiyah Michyahu states, v'yayim Michyahu im shev tashu b'shalom leidi b'Hashem bi v'yayim eshimu amim kulam. And he said that Achav would not come back from battle. B'Eliyahu k'siv, and Eliyahu said regarding Achav, v'dibarte lov leima koyim Hashem v'tzachta v'gam yirashta v'dibarte lov leima koyim Hashem b'mekoyim asher loku haklovim es dam novois yeloku haklovim es dam chagamato. Then the same spot the dogs drank up the blood of novois who you killed, they will also come and drink up your blood. And the maisitz mashma that he will die next to his palace. The end result was that Achav was actually killed when he went to battle, but then his blood was dripping from him until he came back to the palace, and therefore both of these nevuahs were mekuyim. The Gemara continues, Rava amar zaynis mamish. Rava says this refers mamish to zaynis, as Achav ish mitzayin haya. Achav did not have a normal taiva for tashmish. V'asla yizevel shtei tzuri zaynis b'merkavtai, and his wife Yizevel made two pictures of zaynis on his chariot k'deish yira yisem yischamim, in order she'd be able to see them, and he will become aroused. Therefore, the pasuk tells us that when Achav was killed, the entire chariot was full with blood, and therefore they had to wash the blood off of these forms of the zaynis. The Gemara continues to discuss the psukim b'negei Achav, as the pasuk of Malachim Al continues and says, "V'ish mashach b'keshes l'sumai v'yaka es melech Yisrael bein advekim bein ashirion v'yoyim l'arakavai hafeich yodcho v'yitzin min amachta k'yecholesi." Once again, there's machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rava. Rabbi Elazar oimel l'fitumai that the person that shot Achav did not realize that he was the melech Yisrael, and he did so l'fitumai. Rava Aman, Rava who previously did not explain that we were trying to be metarets both of these nevuahs, he says this pasuk is telling us l'tamim shtei chazaynis by killing Achav in this manner, so we're able to fulfill both of the nevuahs, achas shel Michyahu v'achas shel Eliyahu, as we previously explained. And the Gemara continues with the simin kor v'zocha be'adoyim. And the Gemara continues k'siv. It says in the pasuk in Malachim Aleph, vayikra Achav el avodyahu ashal abayis v'avodyahu hayyareis Hashem oid. The Gemara is bothered might come across that why would the pasuk say that Achav called avodyahu, and why does the pasuk state that avodyahu was yorei Hashem oid, and what is the connection between the two parts of the pasuk? And the Gemara explains Amar Yitzchak, Amar Lei, that Achav said to Avodyahu that by Yaakov Ksiv and Pashas V'yetzei, the pasuk tells us that Lovin said regarding Yaakov, Nichashti V'yivachini Hashem V'glalecha, that I know through Nichosh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me bracha because of Yaakov Inu, and by Yosef Ksiv, and by Yosef it also says V'yivarach Hashem is based on Mitzri B'glal Yosef, that because Yosef was in the house of Potipharah, so therefore his house was benched. Therefore Achav had a taina to Avodyahu that if you're such a great tzaddik based on who gavur le'avim mivrach, the lemais of my house did not have any bracha because you came and you're serving me. Shemalei yirei l'kimata, and maybe you're not really yirei l'kim. Yatzu baskal v'amra, and therefore baskal came out and said, "Avodyahu hayirei Hashem oid, avo beishu shel Achav inu mizum bracha." That although certainly Avodyahu is yirei Hashem, but lemais of the house of Achav is not ready for a bracha. I am much more bothered that certainly Achav was the Melech Yisrael, and he was very powerful, and he had a lot of children, and he had a lot of wealth. How could Achav had a taina that he didn't have bracha in his home, ayin sham? And Masha is also bothered that how could it be that the reason why Achav did not have bracha is based on the fact that he was a Rasha, if Lovin and Potiphar were also Rishayim, ayin sham? Ayin in Magalos Yom, who brings down the B'negei Yosef, the Pasuk says, Vayivarach Hashem is based Beis HaMitzri Beglal Yosef, and the Pasuk states, Es Alekim Ani Yare, so we see that Yosef was Yirei Alekim. The Gemara continues, Amar Rab Abba, Gadol Shenem Vayavadyo, Yosef Mashenem Avram, although certainly Avram Avinu was greater than Vayavadyo, but the Pasuk speaks about Avadyo in a greater way, as Dilu Bavram, like Simoid, as regarding Avram, the Pasuk says, Ki Ati Yadati, Ki Rei Alekim Ata, and it doesn't use the term Moid, however, Vayavadyo, Ksimoid, and Benegei Avadyo, we just saw the Pasuk that says, Avadyo, Hayureas Hashem Moid. The Gemara continues, Amar Rab Yitzchak, that why is it that Avadyo was Zeichet Navius? If, as we will see, Avadyo was a Ger, we never find that a Ger becomes a Navi. Rabbi Yitzchak explains, this was Mida Kenega Mida, as at the time that Ezevel was going around and killing Navim, Avadyo went and saved 100 Navim, the Chsiv, and as the Pasuk in Malachim Al states, the Gemara explains, why is it that he hid 50 Nevi'im in one cave, and why did he put all 100 Nevi'im in the same cave? And Amar Belezum, Yaakov Lamad, they learned this from Yaakov Avinu, and as the Pasuk of Vayishlach states, that when Esau was coming after Yaakov, and the Pasuk says that Yaakov split the camp into two, and it says, and therefore Vayyo placed them into two different caves. And the Gemara continues, Ravo Oma, Ravo says, this is based on a practical matter, as a cave only holds 50 people, and Magolus Fiyam brings down from the Gemara that we learned in Bar Basra that Beisham Oimim Oisa Teicha Shel Ma'ara Sheish Amis Al Shmoina, that Beisham holds that you make a cave 6 Amis by 8 Amis, which is a total of 48 square Amis. Upesach Ma'ara Kaponim Shteit Amis. The opening of a cave is 2 Amis in order to have one person be able to go into the cave and one person coming out. The Gavur Ba'Amsi Yosef, and as we learn in Masechta Sukkah, that a person sits in 1 Amma, and therefore there's a total of 50 Amis in a standard cave. And the Gemara continues and quotes the first pasuk in Avadya, as the pasuk says, "Chazayin Avadya koyam Hashem alakim leedayim shmu shemanu meis Hashem v'tzia bagoyim shulach kumu v'nakumu alel amalchama." The Gemara asks, "Maishna Avadya leedayim?" That why is it that Avadya said a nevuah regarding edayim? And Amar Yitzchak, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yove Avadya hador bin shnei rishayim v'leilam maseim, that let Avadya come who lived between two rishayim, meaning Achav and Izevel, and he still didn't learn from the maisim. V'yinabe al esav Rasha should do bin shnei tzadikim v'leilam maseim, and he should come and be mizanabe against esav Rasha who lived together with Yitzchak and Rivka, and he didn't learn from the maisim. And tzarech bia, why didn't the Gemara say that esav lived with 3 tzadikim as he lived with Yitzchak, Rivka, as well as Yaakov? The Gemara continues and brings a second reason. Amar Ephraim Mikshar Talmid Shor Rameya Mishur Rameya, that Ephraim from a place called Mikshar, who was a Talmud of Rameya, said the name of Rameya, Avadya Ger Edomi Haya, that Avadya was from Edom and he was a Ger, that from the forest itself, the handle of an axe comes and destroys the forest. And similarly, Avadya, who was from Edom, he said in Nevuah regarding the destruction of Edom that he came from. The Gemara continues with a similar idea, as the Pasuk in Shmuel Bey states regarding David, and 2/3 of them he killed, and 1/3 he let live. Similarly, Amar Biechem Meshum Rav Shmuel Echoi, Hayu Da'am Inchi Mineu Bei Abba Lezel Bein Aga, as Lemaisa David came from Rus, who was from Moav, and therefore David was the one who killed Moav. He also Rav Dimi Amar, Rav Dimi came from Eretzol. He said, Yarech Mitechem Asreches, that once the thigh of an animal starts to rot, and it would rot from the thickest part of the animal, then it spreads to the rest of the animal. The Gemara continues and discusses a plasuk in Melachim Beis that speaks about Mesha, who is the Melech Moav, and the pasuk says, the pasuk tells us that Mesha Melech Moav took his bechor and brought him as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara brings a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. It's chad omer l'shem shemayim, v'chad omer l'shem avodah zarah. That one says that he did this l'shem shemayim, and one said he did this l'shem avodah zarah. Ayinu Magalos Yom, who brings a raya that Shmuel is the one that says that was l'shem avodah zarah, as he brings from the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah and Achav, that when the pasuk says leisichonim, Shmuel learns leisitalam chen v'leidrush mishvacham, and therefore we see that Shmuel must hold that he wasn't doing a l'shem shemayim, as otherwise he would be giving praise to a guy. The Gemara now points out bishleim l'man ob l'shem shemayim ta'inu l'chsiv he kets of God l'Yisrael. Therefore, we could understand why Hakadosh Baruch Hu was so angry against Klal Yisrael, even though it's not proper to kill your child for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but the ma'aseh Mesha was niskav l'shem shemayim, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a taina to Klal Yisrael, then why aren't you acting L'Shem Shemayim, and why aren't you acting properly? But according to the Manda Amal hold, he did so for Avodah Zarah, so Amai Vahi Ketzev, so why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu so angry at Klal Yisrael? And the Gemara explained, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rami, as Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the seer between the following two psukim. It's Ksiv, as in one pasuk in the Cheskel states, L'chein Kayama Hashem Alekim, Yad HaManchem Min HaGoyim, Asher Sivusechem, Chukaisa L'Lachtem, Mis Mishpata L'Yasisem, Chumishpli HaGoyim, Asher Sivusechem L'Yasisem. And then the pasuk in the Cheskel says, V'yidata Kriyanei Hashem, Asher B'chukai L'Lachtem, Mishpata L'Yasisem. Then the pasuk says, Chumishpli HaGoyim, Asher Sivusechem Asichsem, that you did like the Mishpli HaGoyim. In order to explain this theory, Rabbi Shua ben Levi explains that when the first pasuk said, Chumishpli HaGoyim, Asher Sivusechem L'Yasisem, Kimisukonim Shabam L'Yasisem, that you didn't do like the best of the goyim. However, Kimukonim Shabam Masisem, you did like the goyim that weren't acting properly. Therefore, even though Mesha brought a carbon to Avodah Zarah, but it reminded HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Klal Yisrael was also bringing carbonos to Avodah Zarah, and they weren't acting properly, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael. The Gemara now goes back to explain the end of the pasuk that we brought in Malachim Beis, Parak Gimel, pasuk of Zayin, and the pasuk states, Vayikach Hasbenei Abichash, Yimel Tachtov, Vayaleu Oila Alachimel, Vayiketzav Gadol Yisrael, and the pasuk ends off, Vayisu Mayola, Vayishuv Al-Aretz, that Klal Yisrael went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they went to the land. Amar Rav Chanina Bar Papa, but Isa Shah, Yardu Shein Shal Yisrael, and Madriga Tachtoina, that at that time, all of Klal Yisrael went down to the lowest of levels. And as Rashi says, but like Siv La'atzam, Hachikama, L'shift L'Yisrael Tachtia Shabai, Shenigza Le'im Peronis, and there was a Xerah that Peronis will come against Klal Yisrael. Gemara continues that we just dash in the pasuk in the Gay of Vadyo that states, Hayureyash Shem Oid. Gemara continues that the pasuk of Malachim Aleph regarding David and Avishak and Shinamis, the pasuk states, Naira Yofa Adma Oid, Vatila Melch Sechenes, Vatashoseo, Vamelch Layuda'a. When Maisa the pasuk should say, Vanaira Yofa Moid, and why did it say Adma Oid? So Amar Bchina Bar Papa, Adayin Layigia, Lechasi Yefi Shal Sarah, that even though she was very beautiful, she still wasn't half as beautiful as Sarah, the Chsiv Adma Oid, Veloy Moid Bechlal. And as we know, the pasuk in Pasuk Lech states, Ki Yofa Hima Oid, Magal Siyam brings down for the Gemara Mesech Babasra, that Kol B'fnei Sarah, Kekaif B'fnei Adam, and Sarah B'fnei Chava, was also Kekaif B'fnei Adam, and we will stop over here.